Well, it's your show or newspaper, so just ask me anything you want. If I don't know an answer, I'll actually tell you I don't know it.
Okay, that's not good to me. Okay, so I guess we can start first is, what is your profession? What do you do? What's your job? You can explain to me what you do.
Sure. I have a PhD in nutritional science and a doctorate in naturopathic medicine. And what I specialize in, especially lately, is two areas. I use natural methods, mostly foods, you know, foods and drink, to help people to increase the, make it a higher percentage of successful withdrawal from drugs and alcohol, and lower the relapse rate. And I also work with the top, say, dozen mental illnesses, again, using foods and menus and drinks to lower the mental illness effects of, you know, that people have from the different mental illnesses like anxiety disorder or depression or autism or ADHD. And I do that with different types of menus. The ones for substance abuse, the menus are designed to suppress or at least not stimulate the opiate receptors, which give us our urges for drugs and alcohol. And for the other mental illnesses, I specifically target the chemicals that are at least exacerbating, if not causing, the mental illness. For instance, with anxiety, if you have anxiety disorder, your body's not producing enough or doesn't have enough serotonin or melatonin. So I'll make menus that have that in it naturally or help produce it naturally. So that's what I do for a living, basically.
How come you're interested in doing this?
Well, to make a long story short for you, is a little over a year ago, I had to stop working out of the house because I was sick. My heart rate, you know, my blood pressure went up drastically, and we found out it was because my back was hurt so bad. My body was releasing so much of a chemical called cortisol that it was basically negating all the serotonin and melatonin. So all of a sudden at the age of almost 61, I think I was 60 at the time, I had high blood pressure. I never did before, but it was so high they couldn't even treat it with chemicals. They basically said I had to get a back operation, a big one, which I did in February. So now I have to stay home for another year to recuperate, although I'm doing pretty good. And that'll help my back, which was killing me for the last 20 years. Plus, we'll get rid of the high blood pressure or go a long way towards alleviating the high blood pressure. Since I was home, I had time to do research, and a friend of mine just started, or is in the process of starting, some rehabilitation centers for people that have substance abuse problems called five-star rehabilitation centers, real on the top of the market, the real high-end ones. And he knew that I had a PhD in nutritional science, and he asked me if I would do the menus for him, or at least look them over, and I said sure. And then when I started researching it, I saw that nobody has really done this, I guess because there wasn't enough money in it at the time, because it's really President Obama who put all the money into the drugs rehabilitation. So when he started, there was less than 4,000 rehabilitation centers. Now there's 15,000. But at the beginning, if you were going to do any type of research or study with the opiate receptors, which are cells in our bodies that everybody has, to make sure they don't get stimulated, you did it for the other diseases like diabetes and Crohn's disease, because it affects all of them. And as I researched more and more, I realized there's almost no research about like drugs. It's all the big diseases. So I started researching it more and more, and I found out that even though drugs and alcohol stimulate these opiate receptors, which releases a chemical and gives us the urges for the drugs and alcohol, there's a lot of other things that stimulate them, like sugar, gluten, dairy, sugar substitutes except for stevia, nicotine, caffeine, and then all the non-natural additives and preservatives. All of those stimulate the opiate receptors, make us release a chemical, and give the body an urge. The body doesn't know what that urge is really for, so whatever you're addicted to or having a problem with is what the body assumes that that urge is for. So I just decided for his clinics, and then I did it for, you know, now I do nationwide, to make menus that don't stimulate the opiate receptors, and in some cases suppress them. So now if somebody goes away for 30 or 60 or 90 days, they not only didn't have the drug or alcohol, they didn't have the opiate receptors stimulated. Because the reason we have such a high relapse rate in the United States, about 85%, because even though we kept them away from the drugs or alcohol, they just transferred the addiction. They have the addiction because when they take the drugs or alcohol, it affects their neurotransmitters in their brain, and it causes them to go up and down. And Dr. Kenneth Bloom did a lot of the research on it. Well, sugar does the same thing. You know, and you get the highs and lows from your sugar and your insulin. So we tend to transfer the addiction when they're in these centers from the drugs and alcohol to things like sugar and caffeine and nicotine, which will do the, it won't give you the same high, but it gives you this that same chemical type feeling of the highs and lows that you're getting. So if you could stop both of them, we found at this point now, it hasn't been long enough to have, you know, the 3-year clinical trials, but anecdotally, we found that our rate goes from 85% people relapsing to less than 70%. So far it's been working good. And we do it for all types. We do it for regular clinics, you know, where the people sleep over. We do it for the intensive outpatient clinics. And we do it with the regular therapists that deal with substance abuse. And then for the mental illness, I mostly deal with the therapists, and I design specific menus with my great, you know, people that work with me, my dietitians and such, that are just the best group of people ever. And we design very specific menus and test them first so we could help both substance abuse and mental illness. And I just got elected to NAMI on the board of directors, which is the National Association on Mental Illness, because they consider not only all the known mental illnesses, but they consider substance abuse a mental illness. So the word is now starting to spread pretty well, and it looks like we're really starting to help a lot of people, which is a great feeling.
That's good. So I got an email. Someone forwarded to me about unhealthy cravings people get, and in the email it said it was okay, but it's not okay that we crave these foods for a long period of time.
Well, it's not that. All cravings come from two places. They either come from stimulating the opiate receptors or from the sex hormones. Those are the two places we get cravings from. If you're not addicted to anything and you're stimulating your opiate receptors and you have good self-control, you probably don't even notice it. But what happens to most people is they don't have good self-control. So if they're not having a problem with drugs or alcohol, they start having a problem with food, mostly with sugar or simple carbohydrates. And then they gain weight, which is a big problem in this country, and that leads to diabetes type 2, which leads to many other things. If you're obese, it increases just about every disease, like heart disease and stroke, 200%+, and things of that nature. So if you're stimulating your opiate receptors and you're not addicted to anything, that's good. And if you're like a workout fanatic like I am, or I was before I hurt my back, it didn't really have any noticeable effect. But if you're not like that and you stimulate your opiate receptors, then you probably start eating a lot more sugar, a lot more simple carbohydrates, a lot more dairy, a lot more gluten, and all those things are going to lead to health problems, because it'll tend to make you gain weight, give you diabetes, and put you at higher risk for all the major diseases. And it's not me, the CDC, the Center for Disease Control, which happens to be in Atlanta, says that over 75% of all chronic diseases are nutrition related. And that's about our highest scientific body in the United States, I think most people would agree. So that's what I work on.
So how can we help ourselves, you know, not become, you know, addicted? Like, for someone that is not addicted, how can we help ourselves, you know, not, like, stay away from things like that?
Well, it's actually pretty easy. Am I allowed to give out a website on your... Oh, this is a newspaper. This isn't a radio show. Okay. If they go to my website, it's called namedprogram.com. And that's named, like I'm named Keith, N-A-M-E-D, program.com. I could spell it out again. N as in November. A is in Alpha, M is in Mama, E is in Echo, D is in Delta, namedprogram.com. If they go to that site, you know, www.namedprogram.com, if they go to that site, right up on the top, or almost in the middle, there'll be a thing that says click on for a free week's menu, and they can get a free menu. I think they have to give their name and their... Well, they definitely have to give their email so we could email them back the menu. But it gives them the menu for 7 full days, 3 meals a day, 2 snacks a day, in full color if they want to use their ink. And it also gives them the recipes for it. And then if you look in other places on the site, I think you could probably get 3 weeks. It's just not as pretty as that one, and you have to look for it. I think it's under nutrition. If you go to my other site, which is dr, for doctor, keithkantor.com, keithkantor.com, you could find lots of recipes for... If you look under resources, it talks about how nutrition affects pretty much almost every major disease. But if you just skim through the thing, it's all free. They could get recipes for, you know, literally hundreds of them. And I only do healthy recipes. So both of those would help. The one on named would help specifically to avoid anything with substance abuse. And it names the products. And on named, it's more general. And it just talks about healthy recipes in general. But also talks about all the different... regular diseases like heart disease and what to avoid and stay away from, and diabetes and things of that nature. It's under resources. It probably has 20-25 of the major chronic diseases, and they can get all that for free and look on it and study it. And from both of them, they could email me if they have a question, and they can't beat the price because it's free.
Anything that...
Here's one thing that I left out that I think is important for people. You should drink water, slightly alkaline water, 1/2 of your body weight in ounces per day. So if you weigh 120 pounds, you should drink at least 60 ounces of alkaline water per day. And the reason for that is we tend, because of our Western type diets, to be too acidic, which causes inflammation. When you have inflammation inside, internal inflammation, not like a sprained ankle, but right, internal inflammation, that could cause problems with arthritis, with your insulin mechanism, which then gives you cravings for sugar because it's not working properly. It could get near your heart, it could get near your brain. So inflammation is very bad. And one of the ways to help that is to drink 1/2 of your body weight in ounces. So I weigh 190 pounds, I'm 6 feet. So that means I'm supposed to drink 95 ounces of water a day, you know, and I believe in slightly alkaline water. They can buy it in the store. They can make it themselves just by adding a lemon and lime and keeping it in a pitcher overnight, you know, just cut it up and then drink it the next day. Or you could, I think now you can even buy them in like the supermarket, or you could buy an ionizer, which makes it like that. But then you just make sure you drink it right away, you know, within a day, so it doesn't lose its higher pH. And that's very healthy for people, for just about everything, you know, any chronic disease. And I think that'll go along good with all the menus. And you'll notice on all my menus, it always says drink, you know, alkaline water. So I push that real big because I think that's good for people.
Well, if you have nothing else to say or add, I think we're done.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. Thanks for having me, and have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Okay, bye-bye.